mad elephants. Here mad elephants means or past bad activities and so much offensive to Vaishnava. There are mad elephants. They can uproot the creeper of bhakti at once and it will dry forever. So our offenses is like
mad elephant.
In Shastra it has, in Srimad Bhagavat it has been given. If anyone crossing the glories of any pure devotee by criticizing, by abusing, by beating, by not being so happy to see, not Abhinandati, welcoming if he is coming or going, standing, then he is doing offense. And it is like mad elephant, and it takes his all power, good activities, his beauty, his what?
Power,
intelligence, everything it destroys. And he, even he is not qualified to go in hell. Next, any greater and bigger and sufferable hell will be made for him. So, we should try to understand all these things. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercy is there and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lives in the cave very dark, that is our heart. If Lion Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Hari is there, we are reminding him, remembering him, glorifying him, Kirtan doing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then by the roar of this lion, mad elephants can go at one from there. They all be destroyed. Otherwise it is very hard. Krishna cannot do it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the shape of same Krishna, but in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having more qualities and mercy from Radhika. Radhika is most merciful and combined with Krishna mercy. They can even overlook and destroy all these offenses they can do. Nityananda Prabhu can do. So, I am praying that this lion should come in my heart. Oh, Sachinandan. Krishna himself, now being Gauranga, having golden deity of Srimati Radhika, and he has nothing to express similarity of that heart's affection and love. Understand what I told? For elephants, and he has given similarity of elephant, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes like a lion, but how he will express that having the beauty and golden collar, who is that? No example. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is similar to him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No other comparison. So he is telling. He has done the earth of this shloka himself in whole this chapter. Only the earth of this meaning of this shloka explaining. Now I want to hear the explanation meaning made by Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and Shyamrani will read it.
Mad May that Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of the heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no other incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. This is a quotation from the Vidagdha Madhava, a drama compiled and edited by Srila Rupa Goswami. The confidential reason for the Lord's appearance is given in the third chapter, this third chapter, fourth verse. It has been clearly said that Lord Chaitanya appeared to distribute love of Krishna and the chanting of his transcendental holy name, Hare Krishna. That was the secondary purpose.
What?
That was the secondary purpose.
Try to hear, listen it. Once I told this, and whole ISKCON leaders became upset. And they were telling me, excusing me, that he has lessened Swami. And they were telling that this is the reason that we are rejecting him. I think by this doing so, they are rejecting Swamiji, not me. They are rejecting Krishna himself, Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Chaitanya and Bhagavat itself. They are not rejecting me actually. They should try to reform. Then,
although this is true, this is only the external reason for the Lord's incarnation. Please hear the real confidential reason.
He is telling, Rupa Goswami is telling.
In this fourth chapter, he explains that reason. The fourth chapter is an explanation. The fifth verse of it as an explanation of that verse in our particular Krishna Kadara Goswami.
You should try to read it again, Chaitanya Chaitamrita, and we will see all these facts. I know that ordinary and these neophytes are old, senior. They must not know all these things. Otherwise, they will give up to collecting money or anything, making or plans they will ruin, so they should not know all these things. But I think that this is not good.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has stressed that Lord Chaitanya appeared for three principal purposes of his own. The first purpose was to relish the position of Srimati Radharani, who is the prime reciprocator of transcendental love of Sri Krishna. Lord Krishna is the reservoir of transcendental loving transactions with Srimati Radharani. The subject of these loving transactions is the Lord himself, and Radharani is the object. Thus, the subject, the Lord, wanted to relish the loving mellow of the position of the object, Radharani. The second reason for his appearance was to understand the transcendental mellow of himself. Lord Krishna is all sweetness. Radharani's attraction for Krishna is sublime, and the experience to experience that attraction and understand the transcendental sweetness of himself, he accepted the mentality of Radharani. The third reason that Lord Chaitanya appeared was to enjoy the bliss tasted by Radharani. The Lord thought that undoubtedly Radharani enjoyed his company and he enjoyed the company of Radharani. But the exchange of transcendental mellow between the spiritual couple was more pleasing to Srimati Radharani than to himself.
Yes.
She felt more transcendental pleasure in the company of Krishna than he could understand without taking her position. but for Sri Krishna to enjoy in the position of Srimati Radharani was impossible, because that position was completely foreign to him. Krishna is the transcendental male, and Radharani is the transcendental female. Therefore, to know the transcendental pleasure of loving Krishna, Lord Krishna himself appeared as Lord Caitanya, accepting the emotions and bodily lustre of Srimati Radharani. He appeared to fulfill these confidential desires and also to preach the special significance of chanting Hare Krishna and to answer the call of Advaita Acharya Prabhu. These were secondary reasons. Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami was the principal figure among Lord Caitanya's confidential devotees, and the records of his diary have revealed these confidential purposes of the Lord. These revelations have been confirmed by the statements of Srila Rupa Goswami in his prayers and poems. So this chapter, chapter 4, which is a commentary on that verse,
yes,
was also specifically described the difference between lust and love. The transactions of Krishna and Radha are completely different from material lust, and therefore the author has very clearly distinguished between them.
Very good. He has written this for whom? For whom he has written? For readers, those who will read, or not for any devotee? He wanted to be distributed his all books. Why? That if any man will read this and go to any superior Vaishnava and read it by there and try to understand, he will be qualified. If he knew that in my mission there is no qualified person and never will be, then why he wrote this thing? Some are telling like this, in whole world there is no qualified person. And he never will come like this. If anyone tells, he will be Sahajiya. I think that Rupa Goswami was also Sahajiya. Krishna Dasa Goswami was. Let them give. Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami also very greatest Sahajiya. I think that they are himself Sahajiya, all are perfect. Even they are not Sahajiya. I think they are Mayavadi or what, I don't think. So, you should not believe that. Any person touching Chaitanya Charitamrita, reading with Vaishnava, reading Bhagavatam, chanting Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, they will be qualified, certainly. And we are all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ke kriba patra hum log ho sakte hain, and we can be yes, Mahaprabhu, we are all, because we have come giving all the lines and we have come in the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his disciplic order successors. I know that you are rare person in whole world. In whole Australia, I seem that only 50, 60 or 100 person hearing. In whole world, it will be counted on finger, the numbers. So it is a very rare thing. Those who have taken shelter in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his associates, I think one day they will be
qualified,
certainly. So don't be hopeless. Don't be hopeless. I see everywhere the rays of hope. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mercy will be
upon you.
Perhaps time is today over. We will explain further what he wants. I wanted to give a very little explanation. I will try, but so many good days are coming. I think after that Ekadasi will come, and very after this Shivaratri, after this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So going very passing very quickly. And our days here also quickly coming. Right here, whether I will be able to explain or not. But even I will try to be.
We will all come to India and hear more.
Yes, very. Cool. I'll be so happy. Gaur Prama. Are you not Gurudev? Only Vaishnava.